This is Dave Chen. I'm here with two titans of the online film space. Peter Serrano from SlashFilm.com and Tyler Smith from the Battleship Pretension Podcast. All right, guys, we're all here. Let's just talk movies, man. Specifically, movies you're most looking forward to for the rest of the year. That's what I want to know. We got November and December left, 2 months. Any movies you're looking forward to? And then also, favorite movies of the year, biggest disappointments of the year, whatever. It's free-for-all right now.
What? I can answer all of this if you want.
Let's do it.
Well, I'll start right, by saying...
Yeah, let's take turns.
I'll start by saying that, first off, I think this year has mostly sucked. There's a couple of really
shocking
great movies
that you think it sucked.
I don't like to think in those terms, but it's just... Yeah. Like, my favorite movie of the year is Moneyball. Second favorite is Tree of Life. And third is Super, oddly enough.
Oh my god. And yeah, so that's quite a diverse list.
Yeah, it's all over the place. And I think fourth is like Win-Win and then Bridesmaids. Like, it's crazy. And I think I stand by a lot of those movies, so it's not that I think they're subpar or anything, but I just think, by and large, this hasn't been that great of a year. Because, you know, just now you said, like, oh, November, December is what's coming up. Like, oh my gosh, there's only 2 months left in this year?
Yeah. But there's a lot of goodness packed into those months.
There absolutely is. I'm very much looking forward to... I'm looking forward to, surprisingly enough, like, some big franchise movies. I never really cared about the Mission Impossible series until the third one came along. I liked that a lot. And I'm really looking forward to the fourth one.
Thank you.
And then... excuse me. And then...
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Are you excited because of the trailers and marketing you have seen for the fourth film? Or are you just purely excited because of Brad Bird's name being attached as director?
I'll say both.
Yeah.
I was excited about Brad Bird because I felt like the way I thought of it was the same man who conceived and directed of...
Thank you.
Of Dash's run through the forest and on the water in The Incredibles, he's going to be responsible for a live-action action film.
Yeah.
I need to see it, but I'm still skeptical because I don't like Mission Impossible that much. And then I saw the trailer, and of course trailers can be deceiving, but I felt like I feel like we're on a good track here. I'm very excited about it. And I'm excited for Sherlock Holmes.
See, I'm on board because of Brad Bird. I'm like you. I'm excited to see what he can do in live action. But what I've seen from the trailers thus far, and Dave's probably going to disagree with me, you know, I like the Mission Impossible movies, and I'm excited to see it even after seeing the trailers. But the trailer does not... I don't see any Brad Bird amazingness in the trailer.
I do, but okay.
Okay, well...
Oh, you're making me so angry.
Wait a second. they keep on pushing that Dubai skyscraper 1 mile up, Tom Cruise doing his own stunts actually on the skyscraper. And it looks like it could have... I mean, I haven't seen this in IMAX. I'm sure when I see this in IMAX, it will be amazing. But it looked like in Mission Impossible 3, they did like the same thing on a skyscraper, maybe not a mile up. Whatever.
And it was during night, that one, too.
Yeah, it was at night. I'm not sure it looks as amazing in the trailer as they think it is.
Peter has been conditioned after a lifetime of CGI stunts to think that... And they use, like, similar shots.
Yeah.
You know, in the practical version of MI4 as they do in other movies where they have CGI.
Yeah.
Right, but I think what you're saying is CGI has gotten so good that you are unable to distinguish between him actually doing it and, you know, it being fake. So,
I mean, after a while, also, like, I don't think it's... I think it is possible to still be dazzled by film, but after a while, like, it is possible to just become desensitized to... Like,
definitely.
Just something that's pure special effect. So, like, if it's a practical effect, that's usually at this point when I'm most like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. But anytime something is just like, you really know the computers got into it, it's like, wow, this looks really real. I know it isn't. So, there you go.
Yeah, and the thing with the Burj Khalifa is it's so insane that it looks like they might not have done it for real.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So your brain is like skeptical.
But the thing is, that's coming out in the same year where Transformers, you can say what you will about the movie and its quality and the story, whatever. But they had a scene where the spoilers, whatever, where the main people are in a skyscraper, and there is a transformer wrapping itself around the skyscraper, and the skyscraper is tumbling down while they are fighting off transformers in the building, and they like it's so fantastical that it makes something like this that is practical and
right.
Not look as. That said, I have not seen this in IMAX. I'm sure if they have that footage in IMAX going over and whatever.
I can't wait to see Mission Impossible: Ghost Protocol like 5 times in theaters.
Oh my god!
I mean, that's what I'm gonna.
Wait, hang on. What if you don't like it? Because now you've recorded it.
Yeah. Yep.
And now you.
Well, we'll see.
That's a contractual obligation.
Yeah, I agree.
If you record on the internet. It's law. But no, I'm looking forward to Sherlock Holmes because I like the first one.
I've heard from someone who's seen it that it's excellent. Far better, like not even above average. Like very good. Yeah.
And then I don't have like the list in front of me, but I am really looking forward to Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Yes. Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy is gonna be awesome.
I am unhealthily excited for the Muppets.
Okay,
very cool.
Fair enough. Now I don't really follow a lot of this, but I followed enough that, like, I hear about it, but I don't look into it. There's, like, a bit of a backlash with the Muppets now, right? What is it?
Well, I think the idea is that whenever any Muppet-related stuff shows up online, at a site such as slashfilm.com, people flip out about it. They're like, OMG, Muppets, so awesome! You know? And
that,
it's like
that what they tweet?
Exactly, it's Drunk Hulk version of Muppet tweeting, and it's like, and some people are just like, "What is up with that?" Like, you can like them, but like, why? Like, what is with the unhealthy, you know, sort of love for it? I mean, I don't. Whatever, people, you love whatever you want. I don't care.
Well,
but I'm just trying to explain the reaction.
Yeah.
I actually, this is going to sound really mean, but whatever.
Yeah, people know you.
I do. Hey, I can be a very giving person. Not like lately, but anyway. I think it has to do with the fact, like, the Muppets has always been something that is ostensibly for children. I watched them when I was a kid, and I enjoyed it a great deal. Ostensibly for children, but definitely with adults. Not necessarily themes, but like jokes and adult sensibilities.
Yeah, especially if you watch the Muppet Show TV shows. There was very adult humor in that.
And so I think now that they're coming out with a new one, it gives like, you know, 20-something, even, you know, early 30-something, like, I don't like to throw the word hipster around, but people who want to look a certain way, it gives them the opportunity to be like, the Muppets, I love the Muppets, because they've got this thing, you know? It's like, it's actually for me, even though it's like, it's puppets.
Yeah.
Like, it gives them a chance to talk about this and talk about how they get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, well, yeah, we all get it. And so I think
it's not that hard to get.
Right. But I mean, like, you know, like I was raised with like Muppet babies.
I feel like it's too easy to write this off as a hipster thing.
No. She's going for the backlash.
No, the film by all means go ahead.
Exactly.
But I think you find so much enthusiasm and lack of enthusiasm as a function of like people. They latch onto it because it gives them something to say, like, I like the Muppets first, or I really get it. Other people think it's just for kids, but I get it. And then you get a backlash against that, saying, like, I get it so much that I don't think this new movie's doing it right. Like, you can, there's a lot of different, there's this weird competition element. That's purely a theory that I just came up with right now.
Yeah.
I haven't thought it all the way through.
You'll write it up and put it at Battleship Retention.
I don't write anything for Battleship Retention.
Well, that's a shame.
Except my recent review of the George Romero series, Dead Time Stories, which is terrible.
I got that DVD in the mail, too. I'm looking forward to, aside from what, I mean, Mission Impossible is like, has at the top of my list right now. But Girl with Dragon Tattoo.
Yeah.
I like the David Fincher thrillers. Seven. I'm a huge fan of Panic Room. You know, the question is this gonna be Panic Room, or is it gonna be what's the other one?
Zodiac.
Is it gonna be Panic Room or is it gonna be Zodiac? You know what I mean?
I think he's moved.
Is it gonna be just plain thriller, or is it gonna be thriller that, you know, it goes beyond genre conventions to transcend them? Become something greater. It's something about, like, Zodiac was about the desire to know, you know, and it was about obsession. Is Girl with Dragon Tattoo just going to be, you know, about this, whatever, we already know the story, or is it going to be about something bigger than that?
I don't think he can,
you know,
go back.
Depravity, perhaps.
I think Zodiac changed him. I mean, that really... He was a serious filmmaker, but I wasn't a huge fan of him, and then Zodiac came out, and I think that's pretty much a masterpiece.
I think so, too. And then Benjamin Button came and completely undid all that. No, I'm just joking.
You know what? It came and went. It, you know, nominated for a bunch of things. If you were to ask people, like, list the films of David Fincher, they won't say it. Not because they're against it, but because they don't remember it. It's a film that has faded. Because it was wedged between Zodiac and Social Network, and I think people just kind of forget it and be like, oh, yeah, okay, whatever. And so, but if you look at Zodiac and Social Network, I think that's the mark of a very specific shift in the kind of movies that he makes. And so I don't think he's going to go back to Panic Room with the camera going through the keyhole.
But who knows? I mean, Christopher Nolan made, you know, the prestige. Like, he makes those little movies between, and maybe this is one of David Fincher's little movies. That's just like, oh, this kind of interests me. You know, who knows?
Well, the thing I love about Social Network is there is a bunch of that, you know, him using CG to go through the keyhole and stuff like that you don't even notice.
It's
like
very subtle.
Yeah, it's very
but
subtle.
But the fact that you don't notice it is a shift.
Yes.
Except, of course, when he CG puts their breath, which is the most obvious damn thing in the world.
I don't understand. I just saw some footage from Titanic in 3D, and their CG breath looks from 15 years ago so much better than the CG breath in Social Network, and I don't understand how that's possible.
I'm going to hypothesize that Fincher was probably overthinking it, because that's what he does. That's not a flaw, but maybe he just needed it to look so perfect that it looked too perfect.
I also think that Benjamin Button, there is a great film in there, and I think the current edit of it is definitely not close.
Fair enough. I'm also looking forward to Tintin. I've heard it, like, the reviews have already come in. They're like, it's solid adventure. Nothing amazing, but it's solid adventure. So, you know, that should be fun.
You know what I actually just saw? I don't really look at trailers. I try to avoid them if I can. But I did see the trailer for Hugo for the first time.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm cautiously optimistic. And then I saw the trailer for Carnage, which I'm optimistic, but oddly enough, cautiously optimistic about that as well.
All right, guys, we gotta go, actually, but I wish we could continue this.
Biggest disappointment, Harry Potter. And I'm a Harry Potter fan.
Biggest disappointment, Peter? Any?
I don't know. I'd have to think about that either.
I'm sure I have a big disappointment. I have many, many disappointments. Okay, well, you'll hear about it on the Slash Filmcast. Tyler, where can we find more of your work?
Oh my gosh, where can't you? Battleshippretension.com and morethanonelesson.com.
All right. Thank you, guys. I wish we could do this all the time. Until next time, I'm in Los Angeles.